And last week on the show, we talked about the John A. McDonnell statue, and we spoke of the fact that there had been the Northwest, sometimes called resistance, sometimes called rebellion, led by Louis Riel, for which the government has largely apologized. He was hanged in November 1885. But an unfortunate phrase came up during that interview, in my opinion. We said Louis Riel was hanged, and eight Native Canadians, and which put me to work, because this is not the way to talk about history. And let's get this straight. Eight Cree, members of the Cree Nation, were executed in the same month as Louis Riel, and they do have names, and I want to talk about them briefly, or say their names so that we get it right. The names were Wandering Spirit. By the way, this, of course, is a translation into English. Wandering Spirit, Walk in the Sky, Bad Arrow, Miserable Man, Iron Body, and Little Bear. And there were two others, a gentleman named Crooked Leg, and the last man without blood. These were eight Cree. They were hanged in Battleford in November 1885. They did not have lawyers, and they did not have translators, so they would not have known what was being said about them or any such important matters. They had no lawyers and no translators. They were all hanged at once from a scaffold, and they are buried in a common grave, which to this day remains unmarked. So we're working on the statue front, are we? How about we at least get a marker with the names of those hanged without a fair trial, members of the Cree Nation? That would be a start, in my opinion. The Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. And I mentioned earlier, I think we've clarified the issue of the... I want to make sure I'll even underscore it, that we don't want to speak of Louis Riel and his execution without mentioning. Don't ever use the phrase, and eight others. The eight others were members of the Cree Nation. They have names. I just read them out moments ago. And they are in an unmarked grave, and they were executed all together. And they did not have lawyers, and no one translated. Wandering Spirit was a leader. And by the way, John A. McDonald specifically asked, the word is not asked, he requested of the courts that they, or the prosecutors, that they prosecute these eight. Actually, there were 14 in all. And he, because they wanted to hang them as an example. It's almost an ugly joke, but Wandering Spirit inquired what he was accused of. And the translation roughly to him was that he was accused of throwing stones at the Queen's bonnet. It's the macabre details that should interest us. Anyway, we're going to work on correcting the record, and we're also going to work on a marker with the names of those who were hanged, because it has been defined in history as the Northwest Rebellion, and it cannot be treated as a murder case. So if you could go back and revisit World Wars I, II, the American War of Independence, any revolution, those who have power always want to turn them into a murder case, and then of course they murder somebody, but. If it's going to be defined as a rebellion based on the deprivation of rations, the attempt to starve, basically, the Cree people, the right to resistance was a sacred right, and they had that right, and they exercised it. And so there needs to be a marker at Battleford, and maybe here, because many of the people who did the assault on the Cree people were from Toronto, Ontario, Upper Canada, whatever the words you want to choose. And therefore, we will be revisiting the subject. In a few moments, we're going to be talking to Harry Glasspeak about his book, Class Privilege. I'll just, before we take the break here, I'll just tell you that remember that Kaepernick, the quarterback who was once in the Super Bowl, is now out of professional football because he insisted on the right to exercising his right to protest the treatment of African Americans, particularly their incarceration in incredibly disproportionate numbers to the rest of the population, and the killing of black Americans for crimes of driving while black, standing with their hands over their head as instructed and then shot. There's something very ugly going on in the country and has been going on for a long time. So Mr. Kaepernick is one who has spoken out. So he is not allowed to be in football. The Taylor Report reminds everybody that the true Confederate face of the NFL will be available coming Monday night because Hank Williams Jr., who wrote the song, "If the South would have won the war, we'd have had it made, and we'd have been better off, too." That's "better off, too," is the closing lines. So that's what you need to know. So this is you might say, the guys who run the NFL plantation want to emphasize who is the boss by putting Hank Williams Jr., who features the Confederate flag on all of his sites and pounds himself on the chest and loves those statues. He has a phrase in his football song in which he says, "All my rowdy friends." Well, you want to know who his rowdy friends were. They were all seen in Charlottesville with their torches and their Confederate flags, etc. So that's NFL football. Don't have anything to do with it if they won't employ Kaepernick. And if they do employ Hank Williams, you've got a whole bunch of reasons not to have anything to do with them. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, the host. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be able to talk to Harry Glasspeak.